Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Media Matters, the podcast where darkness glows and mystery flows. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're heading into episode 3, the third and final of our Cosmic Connection series. And today we are talking all things astrological compatibility in relationships. This seriously might be the episode that everyone really wants to hear, you know, all about love. Have you ever wondered why you click instantly with some people while others just rub you the wrong way? Or why that cute Pisces at work seems to finish your sentences, but your Aries ex always left you feeling drained? Well, buckle up because we're about to unravel the cosmic mysteries of compatibility. So grab your cozies, sip your tea, and let's vibe with the heart-shaped stars, shall we? Before we dive into all the juicy details of astrological compatibility, let's take a moment to recap what we've learned so far in our beautiful cosmic journey. In our first episode, Decoding Your Birth Chart, we explored the fundamental building blocks of astrology. We learned that your birth chart is like a cosmic snapshot of the sky at the exact moment you were born and took your first breath. It's a super unique celestial fingerprint that reveals your sun sign, the sign most of us know, your moon sign, which represents your emotional core, and your rising sign, which is how others perceive you. We also discussed the significance of the 12 houses in your chart, each representing different areas of your life, from relationships and career to spirituality and personal growth. Remember how we talked about the importance of knowing not just your sun sign, but also the placement of other planets in your chart? That knowledge is going to come in handy today. In our second episode, Unlocking the Secrets of Planetary Influences on Daily Life, we delved into how the ongoing movements of planets affect our day-to-day experiences. We explored concepts like Mercury retrograde, Venus transits influencing our love lives, and how Mars can impact our energy and motivation. Understanding these planetary influences is crucial when it comes to compatibility because they don't just affect us individually, they play a significant role in how we interact with others. The way your chart interacts with someone else's can create harmony or discord, passion or indifference. So keep all of this in mind as we now turn our attention to how these cosmic forces shape our relationships. Trust me. Once you understand the astrological dynamics at play, you will never look at your connections the same again. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of astrological compatibility. At its core, compatibility in astrology is about how well the energies of two people's charts blend together. It's like a cosmic dance. Sometimes it's a smooth waltz, and other times, it's more like a chaotic mosh pit, you know? So first things first, forget everything you've heard about simple sun sign compatibility. You know, the stuff you read in the magazines that says, oh, Leos and Aries are a match made in heaven, or Scorpios and Gemini should run for the hills. While there's a grain of truth to that, it is way oversimplified. In true astrological compatibility, there is more nuance. It involves comparing the entire birth charts of two separate people, a practice known as synastry. This includes looking at things like sun sign compatibility. Yes, it does play a role, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. Next is looking at your moon sign compatibility. This reveals emotional harmony between two people. Next, rising sign compatibility, how you initially perceive and interact with each other. Next, you'd want to look at Venus and Mars placements. These planets govern love and passion, respectively. Next up would be Mercury compatibility. This influences communication styles. Lastly, the outer planet aspects. These can indicate deeper karmic connections. So now when we talk about compatibility, we're looking at how these different elements in two people's charts form aspects with each other. In case you didn't know, because I will tell you I sure didn't, aspects are the angles planets make to one another, and they can be harmonious or challenging. So the harmonious aspects are trines and sextiles, and the challenging aspects are squares and oppositions. We'll go into all of that a little later. Here's a little secret. Some tension in a chart comparison can actually be a good thing. It keeps the relationship dynamic and encourages growth. A little cosmic friction can create the spark that really keeps things interesting. Just remember that astrology is a tool for understanding. It is never a strict rule book. Just because the stars say you're compatible with someone doesn't actually guarantee a perfect relationship, and challenging aspects don't doom a connection. There is free will and personal growth, which are always at play, and they are crucial. Have you ever had that experience of meeting someone and instantly feeling like you've known them forever? Or maybe you've encountered someone who, for no apparent reason, just gets under your freaking skin? Well, my beautiful cosmic friend, astrology has some fascinating insights into these phenomena. Let's start with those magical connections. In astrology, we often attribute instant rapport to harmonious aspects between two people's charts. Here are some key factors that can create that click, if you will. First up is sun-moon connections. So when one person's sun forms a positive aspect with the other person's moon, it can create a sense of emotional understanding and support. Next, Venus-Mars synergy. Harmonious aspects between these planets can spark romantic and even sexual attraction. Next is harmony in Mercury. When Mercury, which is the planet of communication, forms positive aspects between charts, conversations flow effortlessly. Next is ascendant compatibility. In this case, similar rising signs or positive aspects to the ascendant can create an immediate sense of familiarity. Next, North Node connections. In this case, aspects to the North Node can indicate a sense of destiny or purpose in a relationship. Now, what about those people we just can't seem to gel with? Well, astrologically speaking, this can often be attributed to challenging aspects between two charts. For example, Sun-Saturn tensions. This is where there are hard aspects between one person's Sun and another person's Saturn, which can create a sense of limitation or criticism. Next example is Mars-Pluto conflicts. These can lead to power struggles and intense, sometimes destructive energy. Next, Moon-Uranus clashes. This can create emotional instability or a sense of unreliability in the relationship. Next up, Mercury-Neptune squares. Remember, a square is an aspect. These can lead to misunderstandings and confusion in communication. Last example, Venus-Saturn hard aspects. These aspects can create a sense of emotional distance or even coldness. Here's one thing I want to note. Even challenging aspects can lead to growth and depth in a relationship if both parties are willing to work through the issues they present. In fact, some of the most transformative relationships have challenging chart synastry. Just remember, we are complex beings with an entire chart full of planetary placements. So while you might clash with someone in one area, you could have beautiful harmony in another. It is all about understanding and working with these energies. All right, it is time to put on your astrological detective hat. Let's dive into how you can determine astrological compatibility for yourself. And don't worry, you don't need to be an expert astrologer to get started. I'm going to guide you through some of the basics. So step one is to gather birth information. You're going to need to get accurate birth information for both people. That's date of birth, time of birth, as exact as possible, and place of birth. This information is crucial for creating accurate birth charts. If you don't know the exact time, you can still glean a lot of information, but some details like the ascendant and house placements might be less precise. Okay, with that out of the way, let's talk about step two, which is creating the birth chart. For this, you want to use a reputable astrologer, a reputable online calculator, whatever the case, to generate birth charts for both people. There are a lot of free options available, so just do a little research. The next step is to compare the charts. This is where the fun comes in when you start looking at these things. So here are some of the things you want to look at. First is your sun sign compatibility. Check how the sun signs relate to each other. Are they in the same element, such as fire, earth, air, and water? This can indicate a basic level of understanding. The next thing you want to look for is moon sign harmony. Look at the moon signs and their aspects. Harmonious moon connections can indicate emotional compatibility. Next, ascendant interaction. See how the ascendants, which are the rising signs, interact with each other. This influences how you approach life and relate to one another. Next, Venus and Mars placements. Check the signs and aspects of Venus, which is love and values, and Mars, which is passion and energy, in both charts. Next up, Mercury positions. Look at Mercury's placement to understand each other's communication styles. Next is the aspects of the outer planets. For this, you want to pay attention to aspects formed by Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. These can indicate deeper, more transformative connections. Our next step is to analyze the aspects. For this, you want to look at the aspects, which is the angles between the planets in both charts. Some key aspects to note are the following. We have conjunctions at 0 degrees. This indicates intense blending of energies. Next up, we have trines, which are 120 degrees, and sextiles, which are 60 degrees. These indicate harmonious, supportive energies. Next up, squares at 90 degrees and oppositions at 180 degrees. These indicate challenging, but potentially growth-inducing energies. Our next step is to consider house overlays. For this, you want to see which houses of one person's chart the other person's planets fall into. This is going to show you which areas of life the relationship might impact most strongly. Our next step is to look at composite and midpoint charts. For a more advanced analysis, create a composite chart, which is a chart of the relationship itself, or a midpoint chart to see how you function as one unit. Just remember, this is solely a starting point. Interpreting chart compatibility is an art form. Seriously, an art form, and takes a lot of practice and intuition. Don't get too caught up in the details. Just look for overall patterns and trust your instincts. And listen, if all else fails, get the help of a professional, which is absolutely what I would do. Now that we've learned how to determine astrological compatibility, let's talk about how to use this cosmic wisdom to enhance our beautiful relationships. Remember, knowledge is power, and understanding the astrological dynamics at play can help you navigate your connections with greater awareness and compassion. So first is to embrace self-awareness. Use astrology to better understand yourself. Knowing your own chart inside and out can help you recognize your strengths, your challenges, and your needs in a relationship. This self-awareness is key to forming healthy connections. Next, appreciate your differences. Instead of seeing challenging aspects as a deal breaker, look at them as opportunities for growth. If your Mars squares your partner's Venus, for example, you might have different approaches to expressing love and passion. Recognizing this in advance can help you find creative ways to meet each other's needs. Next, leverage your strengths. Identify the harmonious aspects in your synastry and lean into them. If you have a beautiful sun-moon trine with someone, nurture the emotional understanding and support that naturally flows between you. Next, navigate your challenges. When you're aware of potentially challenging aspects, you can proactively address them. For example, if you have Mercury-Neptune squares, you might need to make an extra effort to communicate clearly and avoid misunderstandings. Very, very helpful. Next, timing is everything. Use your knowledge of transits and progression to understand the ebbs and flows of your relationship. Knowing that you're going through a Saturn transit, for example, can help you approach relationship challenges with patience and maturity. Next, foster empathy. Understanding someone's chart can increase your empathy for them. If you know your partner has a lot of water in their chart, you can be more understanding of their emotional nature. Next, balance the relationship. For this, use your astrological knowledge to ensure everyone's needs are met. If one person has a lot of fire and the other a lot of earth, find activities that satisfy both the need for excitement and stability. Next up, improve communication. When you know your Mercury signs and aspects, this can help you tailor your communication style to better understand and be understood by your partner. Next, plan for the future. Look at the long-term transits and progressions for both you and your partner. This can help you prepare for upcoming challenges and opportunities in your relationship. Lastly, remember, we have free will. Always keep in mind that astrology is just a tool. It is never a determinant. You and your partner always have the power to choose how you respond to the energies at play. By using this knowledge, you can create more harmonious, understanding, and fulfilling relationships. It's like having a cosmic roadmap for your heart and your partner's. Let's address some of the most common questions I have seen about this fascinating topic. Remember, there is no such thing as a silly question when it comes to the mysteries of the universe. First question, are some signs completely incompatible? Not at all. While some sign combinations might face more challenges, no pairing is ever doomed. We're more than just our sun signs. The whole chart needs to be considered, and even challenging aspects can lead to growth and depth in a relationship. Next question is, can astrology predict if a relationship will last? The answer is astrology can indicate potential strengths and potential challenges in a relationship, but it can never predict the future with certainty. Really, the longevity of a relationship depends on a lot of factors, including personal growth, communications, and the choices that each partner makes. Our next question is, what's the most compatible match for my sign? The answer is, there's no one-size-fits-all answer here. Compatibility is complex and involves the entire birth chart. Generally speaking, signs of the same element, which are fire, earth, air, and water, tend to get along really well, as do signs in complementary elements, such as fire with air and earth with water. Our next question is, can incompatible charts be overcome? The answer is, heck yes, absolutely. Challenging aspects in synastry can actually lead to some of the most growth-inducing and passionate relationships. The key is to be aware, to communicate, and be willing to work through your differences. Our next question is, how important is the moon sign in compatibility? The moon sign is crucial. It represents our emotional needs and our instincts. The moon sign compatibility can indicate emotional understanding and support in a relationship. Our next question is, what if I don't know my birth time? Well, knowing the exact birth time is really ideal for a complete chart analysis. You can still get valuable insights from the known planetary positions. However, you're just not going to be able to determine the exact ascendant or house placements. So you can get a good overview, but it will not be exact. Our next question is, can astrology help with non-romantic relationships too? The answer is yes, heck yes, triple yes. Astrological compatibility isn't just for romantic relationships. It can absolutely provide insights into your friendships, your family dynamics, and even business partnerships. Our next question is, how often should I consult astrology for my relationship? Well, the answer is, this is just a helpful tool. It's important not to become overly reliant on it. I would say use it as a guide for insight and self-reflection, but remember to trust your own feelings and experiences and your intuition. Our next question is, can astrology help me find a soulmate? Well, it can certainly help you understand the types of people you might be most compatible with, but finding a soulmate really involves more than just the stars, if you know what I mean. Again, this is a tool for self-understanding and relationship insight, but I really encourage you to stay open to connections that might surprise you. Our last question is, how can I learn more about astrological compatibility? That's a great question. Aside from listening to amazing podcasts like this one, there are heaps of books, online courses, workshops, and everything in between online and pretty much everywhere. I say do your research and just remember to approach every resource with an open and discerning mind. And, you know, remember, my little cosmic companion, astrology is a powerful tool for self-discovery and relationship understanding, but it's not the be-all, end-all. It is really important to trust your intuition, communicate openly, and always lead with love. We have journeyed through the cosmos of compatibility, and now it's time to bring it all back down to Earth. Let's talk about some of the key points to remember. First, astrological compatibility is complex and involves a lot more than just your sun sign. Second is the entire birth chart should be considered for a comprehensive compatibility analysis. You can't look at just one thing and have the entire picture, if you know what I mean. Third is challenging aspects are not necessarily bad. They can absolutely lead to growth and passion in a relationship. Our next key point is that self-awareness is crucial. Understanding your own chart is the first step to better relationships. Next, astrology is a tool for insight. It does not determine your relationship, the success of the relationship, the failure of the relationship, and anything in between. Our next key takeaway is communication and willingness to work through differences are key, regardless of astrological compatibility. Lastly, use astrological knowledge to foster empathy, improve communication, and navigate challenges in your relationship. It's just a tool. The stars, they may guide us, but we chart our own course. Use all of this knowledge as a map, but trust your own heart as the compass. And that brings us to the end of today's cosmic journey through astrological compatibility and the end of our series, Cosmic Connections. I hope you gained some valuable insights into why we connect with some people and clash with others, and how to use this knowledge to create more harmonious relationships in your own beautiful life. Just remember that while the stars can offer guidance, the power to create loving, fulfilling relationships truly lies within each one of us. Keep your heart open, your mind curious, and your spirit aligned with the cosmic dance of the universe. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on socials or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com/newsletter to join our absolutely free newsletter, where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and more. We have a new moon in Aquarius coming up on January 29th. This is the time to close out your full moon cycle and move into the new moon season with new intentions, things you want to manifest, and more. Celebrate with your favorite rituals like meditation, journaling, speaking daily affirmations, building crystal grids, and all the beautiful magical things. Just be intentional. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Medium Matters, reminding you to keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground. See you next time.